food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield. There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. It's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpets sound. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul. It is 10 January 2022. And I'm going to tell you what, you're in for a treat tonight, a real treat. I'm going to have up a first-time guest for me, but he's certainly no stranger to radio. He and his son do a show every day, and we're going to talk, bring up a few minutes, our special guest, tell by a minute, so don't go away. In the meantime, I'm going to mention a couple of things, if you don't mind. I've been debating on doing something here for a while, and I'm still not sure how far I should go with it, but people call me want information about this so-called virus, and actually want more information about the jab. And I'm trying to put some things together here to answer questions, but there's so much information, it'd be hard to narrow it down to where we can ship it out of here and make copies of it, where we can afford to make copies of it. But I put together another article along with the one on Omicron, what the name Omicron means, what the literal meaning of it is. I put another article together, and 10 million people will die every day if this isn't turned around within a year or so. Now, folks, this is all document information. I'm not making it up. It's actually true. So we're talking about 30-page information. 30 pages of information if you show your friends and family. They should at least think about this before they do it. Now, think about adding one more article to it, another 15, 20-page article on information on the jabs. I won't call them vaccine, the jabs, that people are asking for. Now, if you go online, you can find this on our website, PastorButch.com, PastorButch.com. Look under health news or COVID hoax and check out what it says on there. You'll find out it's all on there. But if you don't have any way to get the computer, I understand that you can't get these copies off of there. So if y'all would like to have, by the time I get done, probably around 60-page information, 60 pages of hard copy that you can select what you want, give to your friends and family, to show them that you're not making this up. This is all document information that you might want to show it, and you might want to show it to them. I don't even want to ask for a donation to pay for it, but I have to. We're going to say, let's say 45 to 60 pages of information. If you want it, folks, on what the name, what Omicron means, what the name literally means, if you know what the numbers are looking to be in the very near future, people dying literally by the millions, if this isn't stopped immediately, if you want that and a whole lot more, if you can afford to send 15, 20 bucks, folks, I'll send you information on lots of it that you can have to share with your friends and family. Folks, what you do, and the way you respond to this, what you give them may literally save their lives. Literally save their lives. I wish I'd just give it away, but I can't. We got to pay postage, and that's a killer. Of course, I have to pay somebody to help me to put all this together and get it all out to you. So please, if you want it, just call 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448 and tell Lisa, you want the packet I talked about the vaccine, about the jab. If you can afford to give 15, 20 bucks, do so on a credit card, debit card, whatever. Or write to us, whatever you want to do. Call leasing at the address and write to us. I'm going to put this packet together before Thursday. So we'll have it ready to go out of here if you want to call and get a copy of it. Folks, this is something that you got to have in your hand. Hard copies of people that are qualified to speak, not me. I mean, I may know a few things, but these people are really certified in their line of work. So if you want this document, 45 to 60 pages long, help us pay for it if you can. If you can't afford it, call me and say, I want it. We'll send it to you for free. And that's a promise. I will. I don't like to even have to ask for it, but I have to. The teaching I just finished week four last on defiling the temple of God and how the jab takes the name of God out of your DNA, that's available. It's online everywhere now. People are getting it all over the country. It's had thousands of views. It's out there if you want to see it. It's actually made people understand how dangerous this jab is beyond the physical realm. It's available on DVD if you want it, folks. For $10.50 if you want it, just let me know on that also. Prayer request tonight for Sebastian. He's going to have open heart surgery Friday. A dear friend of his, who's a friend of mine, asked for a prayer for Sebastian. Please keep that in mind. And Stan Deo emailed me today. Remember last week I asked prayer for Stan Deo. He had to have surgery. He's doing fine. It wasn't a drastic surgery, but all surgeries are not good. But he emailed today, he's doing real well. So thanks for your prayers for Stan Deo. I know he appreciates it, and I do too. Now tonight's guest, I get to listen to him right here. I'm blessed about every day on our little radio station right here in Nettie, West Virginia, 87.9 FM, to listen to Ted and Austin Brower. Ted and Austin Brower have had the radio show for a long time now. They also run Health Masters. I've listened to the program and learned to respect them. You know, you may think I'm a little bit too cautious, but I am cautious about who comes on the program. I want to know who they are. I listened to Ted and Austin over several years now. And I've listened to what they've said, and nothing they said has not been true. Everything they've said is proven not to be true with the documentation. And I really enjoy the straightforward information. They don't compromise. They don't back up when they're right. And I appreciate that. But I guess tonight is Ted Brower. And it's an honor to have him tonight because I've been wanting him on for a while. But I know he and Austin stay really busy. I know they do. But I want to have more just to come on and share some thoughts with us tonight. Tonight's topic may make some people angry. If it does, I'm sorry. But it's still the truth. We're going to discuss masonry and the Freemasons and how our country was really founded in the 1700s. No, actually it's founded in the 1600s, but in the 1600s it's founded by true Christians, true believers in the 1600s. By the late 1700s, we strayed a long ways from the Word of God. And we're going to find out the Constitution is not a Christian document. It's not a Christian document, folks. It may be well written in a lot of ways, but it's not based on the Word of God. And that's all there is to it. I know it's made a lot of people mad. You have to get over it. It would have me some years ago. I've been very angry. I understand your anger. I would have been the same way. But, folks, education will help you grow through these things. It'll help you accept the truth, even though it's not pleasant. And, Ted, are you there?
I'm here, Pastor Butch. I sure am. Thanks so much for having me on.
Oh, my friend, it's my pleasure, and it's good to have you. I've been wanting to have you on for a long time, you and Austin both, but you all stay so cotton-picking busy, I was almost embarrassed to bother you. But I really wanted to have you on because I listen to what you all are saying, and you're telling the truth, Ted, and you're saying truth about things nobody wants to hear. And one of them is about the Masons and how we were actually organized by mostly Masons, were we not?
Oh, we were. Of course, George Washington, he basically laid the cornerstone for the Capitol building in full Masonic garb. And pretty much, all the presidents, except for the exception, there's a few of them have been involved in Masonic lodges. Harry Truman was a high-level Mason. Woodrow Wilson was a high-level Masonic lodge guy. A lot of them also belonged to secret societies, such as Skull and Bones out of Yale. A lot of the organizations that run the country are basically based out of Masonic lore, which is based out of the Zohar, which is the book that was written in 72 AD after the fall of Jerusalem. There's a couple of guys basically who were soldiers went up and hid in the cave, and some type of angel or demon or something came up and talked to them, and they put together a book. It took them about 12 years, and it was the Zohar, and it ended up being one of the books of the Talmud, which is basically the part of the how should I say, it's part of the books that the Jewish people have put together since the Old Testament Bible was given to them by God Almighty by Moses. And it started being written in 72 A.D. and was continued all the way up until like 600 A.D. And what happens is when you have that 30th degree Masonic Lodge, how should I say, you know, a thing where you go in and you accept your 30th degree, you walk into the mortuary, which is now the Masonic Lodge. They've turned it into a funeral home, and there's a guy laying in the casket, and he says, who goes there? And he's the guy who wrote the Zohar. It's all tied together with witchcraft and the Masonic,
absolutely,
you know, lodges worship, absolutely, basically Osiris and,
absolutely,
Isis out of Egypt. It's a big mess. And,
well, you
know, it's,
Ted,
not a Christian organization.
I don't want to interrupt too much, but I was so impressed with what you said. I guess it was last week. I can't remember what day it was, Thursday or Friday. But what you said was so powerful. And I just got, I received your list of we'll say, the more famous 33rd degree Masons. And I knew Kennedy was not a Mason. I didn't know Lincoln was not a Mason, although I'm not a Lincoln fan, but I was surprised that the only two presidents, folks, who have not been Masons are Lincoln and Kennedy. I didn't know about Lincoln. I didn't know that. But I want to share, if you don't mind, Ted, a few names off this list you sent me that were 33rd degree Masons. Do you mind if I do that very quickly?
You go right ahead, Pastor Butch.
Okay. One of my heroes growing up was Gene Autry. He was 33rd degree Mason. Roy Rogers, by the way, was a Mason, but he wasn't 33rd degree. The founder of the Boy Scouts, Daniel Beard, was a Mason. John Wilkes Booth was a Mason. Reverend William Booth, one of the founders of the Salvation Army, was a Mason. By the way, Ted, you may not know this. Maybe you do, though. The Salvation Army has now come out in favor of the CRT. I guess you know that, right?
Yes, and I have. I asked one of those guys who was out in front of a shopping center the other day. I asked him about the CRT, and he was completely clueless. He had no idea they'd done any of that.
No, they don't know. Well, the lower level Masons have no idea either what we're talking about. But Dr. Bob Jones Sr., I founded a so-called Christian college, a Baptist college, was a Mason. Kenneth Copeland was a Mason, is a Mason. Aleister Crowley, and imagine that. The Aleister Crowley, a high-level Satanist, and Copeland belong in the same organization. Woohoo! Okay. Rich DeVos, founder of Amway, was a Mason. Walt Disney was a Mason. The Reverend Billy Graham was a Mason. Again, folks, Kenneth Copeland, Crowley, Graham, all 33rd degree Masons. What does that tell you? Think. Colonel Beau Greitz is a 33rd degree Mason. Colonel Greitz. Kenneth Hagin is a 33rd degree Mason. Burl Ives even was. Jesse James was. Reverend Jesse Jackson, boy, what a joke, is also a Mason. Oral Roberts, 33rd degree Mason. Robert Schuller. Al Sharpton. Folks, again, they go back to with Aleister Crowley and others. All the, I mean, satanic worshipers and so-called Christians are 33rd degree Masons. And Ted, is it fair to say that once you reach that level, you can't plead ignorance any longer?
Absolutely, Pastor Butch. I believe once you reach the 30th degree, you can't plead ignorance any longer. In fact, what happened is the Masonic lodges infiltrated the Christian churches back in the 30s and the 40s and the 50s, as they did the Catholic Church. And they brought the name it, claim it, blab it, grab it preachers into the church. And they brought the big tent ministries into the church. They started giving these guys unlimited funding and TV time and radio time. And it allowed them to come in and basically teach the name it, claim it, blab it, grab it information to the listeners who wanted to be blessed. They would tell them things like, give me money and you'll be blessed. And the sad part about it is it's not scriptural at all. But they realized that when they did that, they could generate large amounts of funds for the individual that was doing it, get a lot of money, become increasingly, insanely rich. In addition to that, what it did, it stopped the repentance of the churches. Everything
yes.
turned to a happy, happy, happy message, and nobody ever got upset with God because he was a nice guy giving you money and giving you stuff. And you didn't have to repent. You could live in a debaucherous lifestyle. You could be a homosexual. You could be a lesbian. You could be anything you wanted to be, had no repentance involved, and just say you accepted Jesus, and he was going to give you all the stuff. And that's what they teach. And I know a whole bunch of these guys, Pastor Butch. I've done a lot of TV shows with them over the years. And I can tell you this. Every single person that I did a TV show on with, every single one, 100% of them, all of them, had dysfunctional marriages. Now, I don't know if they were all Masons. I have no idea. But I do know they had dysfunctional marriages, but every one of those guys was the name it, claim it, blab it, grab it group. And I can't stand them. I personally, at this point in my life, I look back on that, and, you know, I did it because I wanted to be able to reach their audience and help them with health, to learn how to lower blood pressure, cholesterol, triglycerides, blood sugar levels, how to stay healthy. But I went on their shows in order to do that, but it was kind of like a mixed results. You know what I'm saying? I didn't know what to do because I was generating revenue for them because they were selling my books and CDs. But, you know, we were helping a lot of people. So it was a weird situation for me because I never trusted any of them. But I know one who's a major pastor in the Midwest, won't mention any names tonight. He had his own living quarters in the church. He didn't even live with his own wife. Another one who was basically, who owned a big TV ministry out in California, they're both dead now. He and his wife had different residences all over the country, and they didn't live together. She slept with whoever she wanted to sleep with, and he was a homosexual. Just to give everybody's heads up here. And the list goes on and on and on. One of the founders of a major university, his son was a homosexual and a pedophile, and his other son was gay, and he committed suicide. I mean, this list goes on and on and on. And the problem is, when you put your faith and your hope in an individual, or even in Donald Trump, it doesn't make any difference who it's in. It's in a man. You can't do that because they're going to disappoint you.
You've
got to keep your heart and your faith in Jesus, Pastor Bush, all the days of your life.
Amen. Amen. And one thing, and I don't mean to correct you, Ted, but I have to always say this. I don't use the word gay to describe a sexual pervert. Gay means happy. I've written a few books, and one of the books I've written, one had a chapter in it said, "Thank God I'm gay." And I had to go in the article to tell you what I meant. I use the word what it is, homosexual, sodomite, whatever. But gay does not describe that lifestyle at all. And I know some of them personally. It doesn't describe.
You know what's funny? You would say that on Saturday night, Pastor Rutland, who's a good friend of mine, was speaking at the Church of God in Plant City, Florida. And he was talking about how vocabulary has changed. And he said that gay, when he was a child, because he's like 74 years old, meant happy. And you'd go to a party and you'd have a gay old time. You'd have a good time, a happy time. Everybody was just enjoying themselves. He said it was so funny. He said, "I want the word gay back." He said that was a good word. He said the homosexual community has stolen it. And that's exactly here. So you're absolutely right. I stand corrected. It's not a gay lifestyle. It's a sodomite lifestyle. It's a homosexual lifestyle. It's a lifestyle of perversion and debauchery, of which the Word of God says don't do it. It says in the Old Testament, if you do it, they take you out back and they stone you to death. And in the New Testament, it tells you that you cannot enter the kingdom of God if you're living that lifestyle, period. That's what it means. That's why with these David claim it, blab it, grab it Christians won't address that from the pulpit. Because they don't care how many homosexuals they have in their church, as long as they're giving them money. It's sad to me because all they do is they trade the word of God and the power of God for trinkets and stuff that Lucifer forgives them. And it's a sad situation in the Christian church today after the Masonic lodges infiltrated the churches with this blasphemous teaching they did, about 80 years ago. And I know a lot of these guys. The only thing they care about, Pastor Butch, is the money, the money, the money, the
Amen.
Money, the money. That's all I care about. In fact, there was a book that was written by Trey Smith, and it's called Thieves. And it talks about basically Mike Murdoch in detail. And you guys can buy that book online. It's still available on Amazon. You can't buy it new anymore. Trey kind of stopped selling the new versions of it, but you can still buy the used versions. I've got a copy of it. And it goes into detail on how many of these TV evangelists are basically going out and just stealing money from people by the truckload, by the trainload. And it'll actually blow your mind if you read it and realize just how corrupt some of these people are. And guys, listen to me. This is systemic. It's probably 80% of Christian TV is corrupt. I remember Pastor Butch, about 20 years ago, I was doing Marlon Maddox, who was a good man. He was a radio host. I used to be on a show all the time. And he died of heart disease after he had cardiovascular bypass surgery, which I tried to talk about him doing the second time. And I remember, we were doing a big show with him on an ongoing basis. And then we had had another big TV ministry contact us out of Texas. And I went out there to do the show. They'd heard me on Marlon Maddox. They'd heard me on some other talk shows that I had done. And I went out there and I could not believe how their marriage, the husband and the wife's marriage, was a complete and total joke. I mean, when the cameras got turned off, she was the most condescending, one of the most bitter, one of the meanest women I've ever been around towards her husband. It was unbelievable.
Wow.
And it was crazy because I remember that I came back out there about 2 months later to do another show with them, and she wasn't on the set. And I was so happy she wasn't there because I didn't want to have to listen to her mouth again. Well, then she asked me to do a show with her on her own little TV show she was doing. I said, that's fine. And so we're sitting on the set. Then I just love Florida. I'm a bodybuilder kind of guy. I'm a pretty big guy. I mean, I work out 6 days a week. And she looked at me and she goes, by the way, you need to lose 15 pounds if you're going to be on TV. And I looked at her. That's the first words out of her mouth pretty much to me, that I need to lose 15 pounds. And I looked at her and I started laughing and I said, whatever you think, it's fine with me. I don't care. Just, I'd let it go. I didn't want to argue with her about going on the show, which means we had been fighting on the show or she just canceled the broadcast. But the crazy part is she ended up ballooning up to probably 300 pounds. And I thought to myself, it's so funny. No, she did. And I thought it was so funny that one of the first things she has to do is tell me to lose 1,500 pounds, talking to me like she was talking to her husband before. So he ended up having multiple affairs on her. I'm just telling you the story. He ended up having
These were on TV raking in.
No,
how many
if I told you that, they own a giant Christian network, brother.
I mean, They still do.
They still do. And she ended up basically, you know, he had multiple affairs on her. And then what ended up happening is the people who were basically, the people that had been sexually, how should I say, involved with her husband, they sued her husband and the ministry and tried to extort the amount of money. So all of the charges ended up being dropped, and they basically didn't even have to settle out of court because they were afraid they were going to be basically put in prison for extortion. No, this actually happened, guys. I
remember that story. Now, but what was him? By the way, folks, those just tuned in, we're talking to Ted Brower, and they were discussing masonry, and I just shared some of the names of the masonry. Pastors and Satanists all linked together, 33rd degree Masons. This ought to tell you something. So are most of these TV evangelists also Masons? I would say probably so.
I think the really big ones are, because what happens is they're given primetime slots. They're given sometimes unlimited amounts of, how should I say, revenue in order to maintain their, you know, ministries, in order to maintain the words that are subverting Christianity. I see that. Now, I know there was one big Satanist out in California, I'm not going to mention any names, and he gave the nod to another big TV evangelist who was really big back in the 90s to make the guy super famous, continues to convert to Christianity. But this guy in California who had done this was a high-level Masonic Lodge leader and a Satanist, and if I gave you his name, everybody would know who he was. He used to do a game show. He's a big leader on a game show out there. And so all of this stuff is real. And so what we have here is a group of people who basically worship Lucifer at the highest levels, as Albert Pike talked about in his book, Morals and Dogma, to capture the seething energies of Lucifer, to install him as God on this planet, to rebuild the third temple. That's what happened with the Masonic Lodges back in the 1820s. They decided they wanted to rebuild the third temple in Jerusalem. Well, there's a problem. The Dome of the Rock is there. The Muslims own the place. The Jews have been thrown out. Okay. So, you know, God burned the doggone temple down back in 72 AD. Jesus told them not a stone would be left unturned. And so what happened is they knew that in the book of Thessalonians, it says that the Antichrist is going to walk out of the temple steps and declare himself God. And what he's planning on doing is taking the spear of destiny, which was supposedly plunged into Jesus' side, that was stolen by Hitler and stolen by one of the top people in the world as far as the Illuminati or whoever you want to call these guys, the weirdos, the Kabbalist Luciferians. And that spear of destiny was what was plunged into Jesus' side. And this guy is supposed to take it into the Holy of Holies after the temple is rebuilt, cut himself, spill his own blood on the altar, come outside of the temple and declare himself God. So they knew that that had to happen in order for the Antichrist to rule. So about 1820, they decided they were going to go ahead and reestablish Israel. This was over 100 years ago, 200 years ago. And this was news to the Jews. The Jews didn't want to go back to Israel. They had no interest in it. It was a land of rocks. It was full of Muslims. The Muslims hated them. They had done very well in Europe, particularly in Germany, and they didn't want to leave. And so they started working towards that, and they wrote a book. And they a guy by the name of Darby wrote a bunch of information on the rapture and on Israel and all the other stuff that was going on, and nobody would listen to him. Then a guy by the name of Schofield picked it up and wrote the Schofield Reference Bible. Well, nobody would believe anything he said because he was a criminal. He was a career criminal.
Oh, well, he was an adulterer and everything else. He was a dollar.
The guy was a nightmare. And so what he ended up doing is he ended up getting involved in the high circles of New York City. One of the top guys in New York City was a guy by the name of Samuel Untermeyer. And Samuel Untermeyer was an attorney in New York. And he basically is the man who took the girl from Princeton that Woodrow Wilson had an affair with and basically went to Woodrow Wilson and told Woodrow Wilson that if he did not basically give this girl money and do what they wanted him to do, they were going to expose him for being the syphilis-infected wretch that he was. He was just an absolute womanizer, Woodrow Wilson. So Woodrow Wilson went along, and they forced him to pass the Federal Reserve Act where they were going to expose him. Then they forced him to pass the income tax. Then they forced him to put Brandeis on the Supreme Court, which got the United States into World War I, which was all set up for the Balfour Declaration. This is like 100 years now after they started it in 1820 in order to bring in a Versailles Treaty to bring in the State of Israel. This is exactly what happened. And then what ended up happening is this whole thing went sideways for the United States. We ended up with the Federal Reserve Bank in it. This is the same group that did all of this, same Kabbalist Luciferian sect that's been around since the ancient Canaanite religions with the worshiping of Baal and Moloch and Asherah. The same group. It's always the same people. It is a synagogue of Satan. They claim to be Jews, but they are not. They are of the synagogue of Satan, just like Hillary Clinton. She is of the synagogue of Satan, and she didn't even claim to be a Jew. Hillary, the same thing. Bill, the same way. They're all into voodoo and all kinds of witchcraft stuff because the Zohar is a book of witchcraft and occult knowledge using this giant snake in a tree of the universe with 1,000,000,000,000,000 points of light wrapped up inside of the tree. His name is Ein Sof, and they worship the snake in a tree. That's who these Kabbalists are. And you'll see them over in Israel, these Kabbalists, these hardcore Satanists, and you'll see them rocking back and forth while they're praying. Now, the reason they're rocking back and forth when they're praying, that is simulating the sex act. You've got to basically go through 14 or so archangels, they call them, and have sex with them while you're praying in order to get Ein Sof, this snake, to listen to you. This is what these clowns believe. Now, I'm just telling you, they're all nuts. I don't believe any of this junk. They're a bunch of weirdos. But it's what they believe. And so that's the whole premise of the Masonic lodges and the Kabbalists that work together in the highest level of Masonry. It's crazy is what it is. But
well, you know, it's pretty amazing. I don't keep interrupting you, but this is, I mean, you're going... You're covering a lot of information very quickly. That's why I'm wanting you to do, but you're really getting on tonight. But you told me before the show you're kind of tired. I'm glad you are because I can keep up with you if you weren't. But anyway.
So what ended up happening after World War One, Woodrow Wilson carved Germany up like a roast. I mean, about a third of Germany was given away to different people, you know, to France and to Poland. And Germany didn't even start World War One. And then what ended up happening, it planted the seeds for fascism with Hitler. Now, they wanted Hitler there. They wanted to get as many people anti-Semitic as possible in Europe because they wanted the Jews to leave Europe and move to Israel. And the Jews didn't want to go to Israel. A bunch of really mean Muslims over there wanted to kill all the Jews. They didn't want to go there. So they had to make it really, really bad for the Jews in Germany. And what happened is, in order to facilitate this, they did the Versailles Treaty. And the primary people, if you listen to Myron Fagan, but you did a phenomenal video on this, a recording on this back in the 60s. You get it on YouTube. It's called The Illuminati, Myron Fagan, MYRONFAGAN, free information. He basically put together a page. He was there. He was at the Versailles Treaty, and he talked about what they did at the Versailles Treaty.
All right, hang on to the break, please. Folks, there's a lot more to talk about. If you have any questions next half hour, we'll try to get you on if at all possible at 844-769-2944. Don't go away. This is war.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
5 years ago, I had such chronic back pain that at one point I bought 3 mattresses within an 18-month period, hoping to relieve my lower back pain. I was only 40, and I hiked daily along with eating a fairly healthy diet. I was not overweight and didn't really have a reason for my back pain. As soon as I started using 3 sprays of Synergy One each morning, the pain immediately went away, and I've never had it again. I also use Synergy One before bed for a better night's sleep. Whenever my mom has back pain, I remind her to use Synergy One. Sure enough, she's all better after using it. I've probably given over 10 bottles away to friends with back pain. I take it when I travel and never miss a day.
Raising growth hormone levels to a more youthful level consistently results in deeper sleep, better energy and mood, fat loss, and the elimination of pain through the repair of injuries. Synergy One is guaranteed to improve the health of your body or your money back. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit synergisticuniverse.com.
Hello, folks. Pastor Butch here to tell you about our newest sponsor, a store food company that truly surpasses all the others for quality and flavor. Numana Storable Foods, the only storable food manufacturer that has all their foods grown in the USA. They are GMO-free, had no artificial sweeteners, no high fructose corn syrup, no MSGs, no chemical preservatives, and no soy. They are simply the best storable foods available for all the right reasons. Go to Nemana.com or call 888-597-0775 and mention code Pastor Butch and get 10% off your merchandise. Again, Numana.com or call 888-597-0775. Mention code Pastor Butch for a 10% discount.
Are you paying an arm and a leg for a healthy alternative lifestyle? Are you tired of products not meeting your expectations? Is it becoming harder for you to have faith in restoring your body to the temple it began as? I know your struggle is real, and I'd be honored to help you and those you care about feel better and thrive. With organic ingredients and no fillers made right here in our own country, many of which are wild-crafted right here in the mountains of Montana, we at Superior Mountain Herbs are blessed to be able to get you the best herbal products with no hassles or misleading information. Truth and transparency is what you get with us. For a free list of products available to hear this month's special as well, please call Summer at 406-274-7579 or email me at green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com. That's green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity. Invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing.
All right, folks, we are back, and I'm enjoying my guest tonight. I really am. It's an honor to have him, Ted Brower, and his son, Austin, at Health Masters, and you need to check that out sometime, too. I'm going to talk to him later on about some supplements I want to start taking, I know I can trust Ted and Austin. Give me a best out there available to anywhere. And we're discussing something tonight that isn't making anybody happy. We're discussing Freemasonry. We're discussing people who are involved in it. Our founders, almost every one of our founders were Masons. And, folks, I hate to say that, but they were not truly Christians. I know. We have worship and prayers. We have all these things. I realize that. But you cannot be a 33rd-degree Mason and not know that your God is Lucifer because you confess to it before you become a 33rd-degree Mason. 32nd-degree, same thing. You confess to the fact that Lucifer is your God. That is a fact. Now, Ted, am I telling the truth on that?
You're right. In fact, you do it at a 33rd-degree ritual. The 33 rituals when you reject Christianity and all of the religions before you. And so then it's the 30, 31st, 32nd, 33rd. It's all the same. You just keep deeper and deeper and deeper into hell. And the problem is by the time that a lot of these guys get to that level, they don't go to church. They're not allowed to use the name of Jesus for them, you know, in the Masonic Lodge. And by the time they get to that level, it may take them a few years to get there. What ends up happening is they've got all of their friends and all their business associates and all their business deals are all other Masons. And so they know that if they leave the lodge or stop being a Mason at that point, that these other guys are also going to reject them. And I've seen that. I had a friend of mine a few years ago. His name was Jimmy. And he had a big sod farm. And he had another guy beside him had basically had a large area of wetlands. And the guy was out there with dynamite blowing up canals and blowing. It was crazy what he was doing. And just bulldozers and dynamite and just doing everything outside of Swift Mud, which is the group that controls the waterways here in Florida. And the guy was, you know, wearing a Masonic ring when he's doing all this stuff. And about, you know, 10, 15 minutes after he started blowing things up with dynamite, the police showed up, put him in a squad car, and hauled him off. And he looked at Jimmy and he said, "I'll be right back." And Jimmy said, within an hour, he was back. And he said to the guy who was booking him in, was a Mason, told him to take the boy home. He had done nothing wrong and they weren't going to charge him. That was the end of it. And I see that over and over and over and over again. It's just these people think they're above the law and they can do whatever they want to do. They could threaten people, threaten to kill people with letters and everything else they can do. And anything else that would be done to a judge, they would all go to prison for doing this, but they just ignore it. They just pretend like it's not happening. But then, well, let's go back to World War One. After World War One, the Versailles Treaty happened and Germany was basically given all this war debt. It would be into trillions and trillions of dollars a day. They simply couldn't pay it. That planted the seeds for fascism for Hitler. And then Hitler really hated the Jews because they were directly involved. These Ashkenazi Jews who were the synagogue of Satan, who were basically the ones who were putting together the Versailles Treaty to try to force the formation of Israel through Palestine by creating all of this friction with the Jews. They basically got persecuted in Germany after that. And Hitler ended up going to jail for a few years, wrote the book Mein Kampf, came out of jail and basically ran for chancellor again and won. And then in 1933, Samuel Untermyer, the same guy who had brought Woodrow Wilson, you know, and got him blackmailed, you know, with the girl from Princeton that he had had sex with, who had forced Wilson to sign the Federal Reserve Act and the income tax, and who got Brandeis on the Supreme Court to get the United States in the World War One. That same Samuel Untermyer in 1933 went on one of the largest radio stations in the United States, WABC on New York, and declared war on Germany from the international Jews. This is a fact. You go look it up and read the transcript. And when that happened, they boycotted all of the German goods coming into the United States and around the world, which caused a massive problem in Germany as far as for unemployment and productivity. It caused the Germans to hate the Jews even more. Well, 5 years into that, they had what's called Kristallnacht, in which Hitler allowed the German people to go in then and ransack the Jewish stores in retribution to what had happened in 1933. They'd been going on for 5 years. And then in around 1938, he also threw the international banking cartels out and started putting debt-free currency, which means at that point they had to get rid of Hitler and basically destroy Germany and everything else. And they did. And after the war was over with, they ended up, the Jews wanted to leave Germany. The Jews wanted to leave Europe. And then in the 40s, they started Israel. And they moved, they basically immigrated into Israel. And this is the group that went to Israel from World War II. Also, the Cosa Nostra needed a place. This is the Jewish mafia, needed a place they could go that was non-extradition. And so they went into Israel, but they could not be extradited because they won't extradite a Jewish citizen into another country. And then they, of course, had Mossad. And the Mossad was directly involved with the CIA, with the Kennedy assassination, if you do the research with all of that. And what ended up happening is they ended up basically are the ones who hired Jeffrey Epstein. He was Mossad. And they hired Ghislaine Maxwell. She's Mossad. And I personally don't believe Jeffrey Epstein's dead. I believe he was taken out of that cell. A body double was put in that cell. And he was extradited, basically taken back to Israel and probably given plastic surgery. I mean, this guy's a complete and total pervert. He's a complete and total sexual pervert, Kabbalist, Luciferian. A good friend of mine, was a radio talk show host up in Chicago, told me that there was like an underground set of tunnels underneath the island that Epstein was in, underneath the quote-unquote tabernacle he had built there, this whatever that thing was, that weird temple that he had built. And was there an altar stone in there? Were they sacrificing these young girls? They said they had trafficked over 1,000 girls, but only 4 girls came forward and testified against Ghislaine Maxwell, and now they're trying to declare a mistrial with it? I mean, this is what's going on. I mean, the lady who is the judge is Jewish. Ghislaine Maxwell's Jewish. The lady who basically is the judge is a lesbian, and Ghislaine Maxwell basically is bisexual. And now they're going to try to get a judge who's a lesbian to say this girl was involved with immoral acts with children, with other women or boys or whatever. The point is, this whole thing's staged. It's a staged mess, and nobody asked the question at the trial, was Ghislaine Maxwell Mossad? Was Jeffrey Epstein Mossad? Why was Israel blackmailing our politicians? Well, because if you listen to what James Traficant said 20 years ago, he said that Israel controls both sides of Congress. In fact, Trump said that a few weeks ago, the power that Israel had on both sides of Congress. And what ended up happening, James Traficant basically wanted to get Ivan the Terrible. They picked the wrong person to be Ivan the Terrible for a concentration camp guy. He defended him, got him back out of Israel. And what ended up happening is they ended up persecuting him, and basically he says running bogus charges on him. He ended up going to prison for 7 years, full of Congressman James Traficant. You guys can read, you can listen to his online. He still has stuff posted online. He's dead now. But the problem with all of this stuff is this Kabbalist Luciferian sect that practices from the Zohar, that basically drinks the blood of young children and sacrifices children who are all witches and warlocks at the highest level. They control the international banking cartels.
Well, Taylor, control... I want to ask you a question. I want to ask you a question, too. We know that this is the Masonic Lodge and all the, I guess you say, Illuminati works all through this, all are part of this Luciferian band. But at what level do the Masons and others start realizing that this is really satanic? They start realizing that they're doing sacrifices and they're worshiping Lucifer for real. I mean, if they read Pike's book, Moors and Dogma, they should know it. But most of them, if they do read them, then they don't understand it. But what level do they start letting out that these people, that they're actually part of a cult?
Well, you know, Pastor, I guess a lot of it depends on that individual, doesn't it? Because, you know, when I was in seventh grade, I had a history teacher's name was Al Grulick. He was a Mason, and he invited me to go to the DMLA meeting one night, which was at a Masonic lodge. It was like the young Masons had been training, and I had been going to the Lutheran church every Sunday with Sunday school and church for years on end. In fact, I had perfect Sunday school and church attendance. So he took me to this meeting because he said it would be good for me to be involved with these business guys so they could help promote me in the community, et cetera, when I was an adult. And I thought, well, that's interesting. I have never heard of it. I didn't know what it was. You know. And so I went to this one meeting, and I remember they kept talking about Lord, L-O-R-D, Lord, 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 Lord. And finally, I told Al Grulick. The next day he asked me, he goes, you know, what do you think about the meeting last night? And I said, well, here's the problem I've got, Mr. Grulick. I said, I'm kind of confused. I said, they never talked about Jesus. I said, they never talked about him. I mean, what Lord are they talking about? Okay. And Al Grulick never asked me to go back to another meeting because I think he knew at that point I wasn't going to allow that I was going to be talking about Jesus at the meeting, and I would ask that question because you're not allowed to bring up the name Jesus in a Masonic lodge. So I guess the individual, it would vary. If a person had never been raised in church, if a person didn't know who Jesus was, if the person had never been involved with anything from a Christian standpoint, he was raised in a secular environment, he may not ever know that, you know, it's not a Christian organization because he wouldn't have any reference from that. But the problem you have is a lot of Baptist preachers and a lot of the elders and the deacons in these Baptist churches, particularly here in the South, are Masons. And they know darn good and well what it is. And they know it's a satanic group of people because they're Christians, and they know they can't talk about Jesus in the lodge. The problem again is, like I said, when they get started in it, they have no idea what it is. They think it's a group of people getting together to promote one another in business deals. To get, you know, we have the Masonic Lodge is so powerful where I live here in Central Florida now. These groups of people, they get together, they give each other whatever they want. In fact, I had a group of developers come in and just absolutely whore out a neighborhood close to me. It was awful what they did. And I went to one of the former county commissioners and I said, so-and-so's involved in this. What do we do to stop it? He says, you can't stop it. I said, what do you mean you can't stop it? He goes, it wouldn't matter if every single person in Polk County where you live, I mean, 500,000 people went to the courthouse and said no, no, and no, they would still vote for it. And I said, how can they have that much power? He goes, because they run the county. You know, they run the sheriff's office.
Well, you know,
they run the deputies.
They
run the courthouse. They run everything.
When I first started looking at this some years ago, I was shocked and disappointed to hear how many people were part of the Masonic Lodge. Some of the people that I consider my heroes at the time. You know, Robert E. Lee was a Mason. Sherman was a Mason. Grant was a Mason. And these people would say fought on opposite sides, but they weren't really that much different in their makeup. They couldn't have been at that level of masonry. They just couldn't have done it. And it makes me wonder, you know, how deceived back in the 1700s. I mean, right after the Pilgrims and Puritans went off the scene, they started rewriting the colonist constitutions, if you will, covenants, and changing to more secular writings. At one time, all the colonies had Christian articles of confederation, we'll say, and you had to be a Christian run for office, a professed Christian, and a professed both Old and New Testament, and believe in God and Jesus. You had to admit that in public to run for office. That was done away with in Constitution, folks. I'm sorry it was. It truly was done away with. There'll be no religious test given.
Well,
done away with.
Well, let me share one other thing with you. You know, Albert Pike, you know, he was a Southern general, you know.
Yes, yes.
He basically was huge. They've got a giant statue for him up there in D.C., the only one for a Confederate war general. And when he was on trial after the war, after Lincoln was assassinated by John Wilkes Booth, who was an agent of the Rothschild banking cartel, basically Johnson took over. Johnson took over the presidency from Lincoln. And Johnson pardoned Albert Pike. And when he pardoned Albert Pike, he got him so mad in Washington, they tried to impeach him because he pardoned Pike, but they couldn't get it through. But that's how powerful Pike was. Pike was above Johnson, the president, after Lincoln, in the fraternal order of the Masonic lodges. And so he basically had to pardon him. People don't realize that, how much power
Doesn't this go back almost to Babylon as far as the laws and patterns they followed?
It goes all the way back. It goes back to Isis and Osiris. And in fact, the entire capital was laid out like that. In fact, Washington, D.C. is laid out in a pentagram, which is basically with an open leg on the bottom of the pentagram to trap the seething energies of Lucifer. And you know, the doggone Washington Monument is a doggone phallic symbol.
That's right. Same thing in Rome.
Yeah. They've got the same thing in Rome. I've been there with Rome in it. They've got one in London too, in the financial district. And it's all part of the same group. And people don't get this. They want to pretend like it's not real, but it is very, very real. And it's a benign birth. That's the ones that do it with the Jewish folks. Now, I'm going to say one thing about the Jews real quick. Not all Jews belong to the synagogue of Satan. All Jews are Kabbalists. Not all Jews, you know, follow the Talmud and the Zohar. They don't do that. A lot of Jews still follow the Torah and the Old Testament teachings. Just thought I'd mention that because not all of them are like this. But the majority of them are very, very, very secular. The pro-abortion, pro-gay. In fact, Tel Aviv is the number one homosexual destination in the world, and they've had gay parades there with 500,000 people in attendance.
There you go. Use that word again.
I'm sorry, homosexual parade. They had homosexual. Thank you, Pastor Bush. I'll work on that. They have homosexual parades with 500,000 people in attendance, 450,000 people, you know, walking naked through the streets. They have homosexual parades in San Francisco with men walking naked with little boys through the streets. I mean, it's turning into Sodom and Gomorrah, because remember what they want to do is take us back to Genesis chapter 6, where every thought of every man was evil all of the time. And that's what Jesus said, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be upon the returning of the Son of Man. And once you get that and you see it and you understand that that's what Christ means, is that everything's going to go evil like that. It's going to be inverted. You get it. Because in 1666, a Jewish guy said he was the Jewish Messiah. He was lying. His name was Sabbatai Zvi. You can look it up. And he was basically a Satanist. And he said you had to invert everything to make everything unbelievably evil for God to return. What he wanted to do was to resurrect the serpent god. And so this is what he did. They started doing the orgies. They started doing human sacrifice. They started drinking blood. All of this stuff. But it had been carried on all the way through the Dark Ages, through the ancient religions of Baal, Moloch, and Asherah, through the ancient Canaanites, which is where it all started from after Noah, the guys got off the boat. Because it says in Genesis chapter 6 that the fallen angels were there before and after the flood. Now, on the Ted Dawson Brower Show, I go into detail on why they do human sacrifices and how they consume the energy from these children during the sacrificial rituals when they're in another dimension with a residence lock. I go into detail into that on our show, but we don't have time to talk about that tonight. But you go back to the archives and you can listen to it and read it, because, guys, listen to me. This is really important. You get this. This group of people run the entire planet. They use the investment houses of BlackRock, State Street, and Vanguard to pretty much own 95% of the stock market. They're hyperinflating the currency right now in the United States in order to extract the last bit of wealth and indebt the American population as deeply as they can before they collapse the dollar, bringing a new world order, a one-world government, and a one-world religion under Lucifer. They want to rebuild a third temple in Israel on the Dome of the Rock. They'll probably have a fake Scud missile come in and blow up the Dome of the Rock out of Iran. They'll wipe out Iran, rebuild the third temple, and then bring their Antichrist out. That's the goal here. You got to get that. That's what they want to do. And then put us under what's called Noahide laws, which if you believe in Jesus Christ as your Lord and your Savior, you're committing idolatry, punishable by death via guillotine or strangling or being shot or whatever they want to do to you. That's the group that runs the planet.
Ted, weren't those laws already made, we'll say written into law in this country some years ago?
Yes, back in I think George Bush Sr., who I knew, did that. And the sad part about all of this thing is, guys, is that the vast majority of the Christian church have been so lulled into sleep by the Scofield Reference Bible, they don't believe anything I'm telling you guys tonight. Because the Scofield Reference Bible was
Scofield has been big in most Baptist churches.
With the Scofield Reference Bible, I didn't finish that thought. Samuel Schofield basically picked up the mantle from this guy named Darby. Schofield wrote this Bible. He couldn't get it published. And Samuel Untermyer, the same guy who blackmailed Woodrow Wilson, took the Schofield Reference Bible to Oxford Press in England and printed it and sent it for free to all of the universities promoting Zionism, which is a political party making Israel pretty much, you know, wanting to rule the world. And this is the group that runs the planet right now. And Christian TV promotes Zionism. I have Christian friends of mine. I mean, they're good friends who are basically, you know, TV evangelicals. And they're good people, but they're completely and totally Zionist. They believe, have believed that Schofield Reference Bible now for over 100 years, that Israel has to be the center of the universe on this planet. And they want to, they believe that. And it's simply not true. I mean, we've started supporting Israel for the past 70 years as they became a state. How's that worked out for the United States? They said we'd be blessed, right? Well, we have all these abortions, 63 million abortions. We have homosexuals running rampant everywhere. We've got lesbians running rampant everywhere, particularly the colleges and universities, due to the Frankfurt School, which started at Goethe University, and basically, well, started in Moscow. Actually, they went to Goethe University in Germany in 1933 when Hitler took power. They fled to Switzerland because they would get killed, and then they fled. Then they went to the United States to Columbia University and infiltrated our university systems with communist groupthink. And they brought all kinds of professors in from Russia that were hardcore communists and credentialed them by the thousands and put them into our university systems to create the Frankfurt School here in the United States to condition our students to accept communism and Marxism and cultural Marxism. That's where all this stuff's coming from, critical race theory, all of it's coming from that.
And they've pretty well got everything right in place. Let's take a phone call real quick. Let's go to Massachusetts and talk to David. David, come on in. Welcome.
How are you? You know, I heard how you were talking about the Freemasons founding America. You mentioned George Washington, but I think the real culprit who should be mentioned is Benjamin Franklin.
He was most definitely.
He was
a Satanist. He was a Satanist.
That's right.
Well, I think he was a Rosicrucianist, which is basically another name for a Satanist.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. He believe me, we know the true history of that man. He was nowhere near a saint, let's put it that way. Go ahead.
More and more I look at America and our Constitution, and I keep thinking, oh, we have freedom of religion, but wait a minute, what's your standard of truth? I mean, you know how our Lord said scales fixed for weights and measures that are constantly changed, those are an abomination. I mean, what's the ultimate, you know, weight and measure of thinking? You know, about what's right and wrong.
Well, it's your religious foundation. Whatever your philosophy is, that's your religion. That's what you base it on.
Yeah.
And when you put in freedom of religion, that destroyed any chance of Christian faith being dominant, because Satan's minions always eventually take over because the church generally went to sleep. Go ahead, Dave, very quickly. Anything else you want to say?
Well, on one last note, just like there's no such thing as a man who, meaning human, who doesn't worship anything. It's just a question of who or what, you know, that
Amen.
Person worships.
That's very
true. There's no such thing as a non-confessional state. It's just merely a question of who or what is confessed.
I totally agree. Good point. Thanks for the call.
Right. Okay.
One more quick call. Let's go to Jan and Iowa. Jan, come on in.
Hey, Pastor. I was going to ask you a question. I was going to say that these Kabbalists, Satanists, which is actually what they are, no matter what they call themselves, they're everywhere. They're in every church. They're everywhere. Every organization, they're there. They join. And we know that they're behind everything that's going on. We know that they are creating this newest war that's going to happen. But they've forgotten that God is going to take over and do that.
Payday's
but,
coming.
I had a question for him on the Knights Templar. And I want to know what he thought of the Knights Templar, because I know for a fact that the last leader of the Templars went to his demise never repenting that he was a follower of Jesus.
All right, Jan. I'll lay a match for you quickly.
I wonder what his opinion was of them.
Very quickly, Ted, very quickly.
No, I don't care for the Knights Templar at all. I think they were a very satanic group of people. I think they were bad. And, you know, there's a lot of stuff that's been written about them. you know, in the negative and in the positive. And that's a whole research thing that we could do. We could do a whole show on that, but I didn't care for them whatsoever. But I do want to cover one thing real quick, Pastor Butch. I want to talk
thanks
about.
Thanks for calling, Jan. I got to jump. Thanks, Jan. Go ahead.
Thanks for the, but I want to cover, if you're, if right now with this crazy coronavirus bioweapon they've released, okay, it's got a 99.7%, you know, survival rate, unless you have a comorbidity like high blood pressure, depression, or diabetes, or cancer, or you know, or obesity, or whatever. Well, not necessarily depression, but the reality is this: if you take vitamin C, D3, K2, potassium iodide, zinc, ivermectin, and you know, every single day, along with some quercetin, it'll really help keep your immune system strong. I've had this stuff a couple times now, different variants, and it really didn't do much to me. I never even missed a show. And if you do get sick, you need to really increase the dosing on that. And if you listen to the Ted Dawson Brewer Show, we cover that on a regular basis on what the dosing needs to be. But it's only for a short period of time, for 1 week. And then whatever you do, don't ever go in the hospital and let them put you on remdesivir, because the remdesivir causes kidney failure with most people in approximately 5 days and cascading organ failure within 7 to 10 days. So that's why so many people are dying in the hospitals on ventilators, is because they put them on remdesivir. Don't let them ever do that. So everybody who's listening tonight needs to write that down. Never let them give you remdesivir. You'd be better off to get intravenous vitamin C if you get put
into
the hospital.
Run out of time real quick. Give me contact. And Dan, Chris, Kentucky, and the rest of you, I'm sorry, I can't get to you tonight, but thanks for the call, Chris, and all the rest of you. I'm sorry. But give me your website and having contact you with your health masters.
Healthmasters.com, and they call the office at 1-800-726-1834, or they go online, 1-800-726-1834. And tell Steve when you call, if you want to order some supplements and support the show and support you, what we do, that you heard us, you know, on Pastor Butch's show. An 800 number is free. Or you go online if you don't want to talk to anybody, to healthmasters.com, and we have an entire protocol for the immune system that you can order that'll really help keep you healthy. And that's really important that we do that right now, guys, because listen to me. Their goal is to draw the population of the planet down to 500 million. That's on the Georgia Guidestones.
Amen.
And here's the irony of all of this. There are about 200,000 of these hardcore Luciferian Kabbalists on the planet. They believe they're getting 2,500 slaves each. Well, 200,000 times 2,500 is 500 million people left alive on the planet. Is that a coincidence? I don't know. All I know is this. They have their resolve set now with this bioweapon kill shot they're giving us with these spike proteins. And if you do take that shot, you make sure you take N-acetylcysteine, vitamin C, and also some type of nitric oxide product to help mitigate the damage of these sand spurs, which they are. That's why they're called coronavirus. They're like a spike protein. They're like little sand spurs that get lodged inside of the blood vessels. And make
all right,
sure,
folks,
and just do yourself a favor. Just stay, keep your immune system healthy.
Call Healthmasters, please. 800-726-1834. By that time, I call them. 800-726-1834. And Ted Brower, thank you so much. May I call you again in the future sometime?
Let's do it, Butch. I enjoyed the show. Thanks so much for having me.
God bless, my friend. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
And folks, tomorrow night we'll take an all health questions with Dr. Rodrigo Rodriguez. Don't miss tomorrow night. Write down your questions tonight and tomorrow. Dr. Rodriguez will be with us tomorrow night to answer all your health questions. We'll see you there. Have a wonderful night. Good night.
Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill. This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.